Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 4th, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, grant us grace and mercy for us. Please bestow on us all your blessings.
Please join me. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today a little bit out of order with the start under County Tax Assessor Collector. Item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Joe Marie Hebert for 21 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Tax Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Hebert, if you will come up to the lectern, you can bring whoever you want with you. Commissioner Arnold has a resolution that he's going to read for you.
Okay.
Are these grandchildren?
Yes, these are our grandchildren.
Wonderful.
Would you like to introduce them real quick before
okay.
we start?
All right, we have Henry Hellman from Houston. We have Demi Hebert. Lily Hebert, and Annabelle is up here. She's right here. and my husband, Ronnie Hebert. And I have my son, Ronnie Hebert, Jr., Brian Hebert, and his Brian's wife, Connie.
Well, welcome to all of you. And I'd like to read this resolution. Whereas Joe Marie Hebert has devoted 21 years of her life to the service of the taxpayers, citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas that service was provided through the Office of Tax Assessor Collector of Taxes in Jefferson County. Whereas Joe Marie Hebert served admirably in the position of Deputy Assessor Collector of Taxes for the Jefferson County. And whereas Joe Marie Hebert dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting property taxes, motor vehicle sales taxes, and license fees through the licensing and titling of motor vehicles and many other activities necessary for the daily function of the county tax office. And whereas Joe Marie Hebert is a loyal, hardworking employee and goes beyond and above to provide excellent customer service and will sorely be missed by her co-workers. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby honor and commend Joe Marie Hebert for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Signed this day, 2014, by Judge Brannick and the four commissioners before you. We just want to say thank you very much for your 21 years of service.
Thank you.
We certainly wish you well in your future and your retirement. And I hope you can have a long, fulfilling life of many, many fruitful opportunities and successes and satisfaction issues in the future.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, I just wanted to say that I've totally enjoyed working here. I was older when I came here than most people. I had children still in college, high school, and the years have just gone by so fast. I totally enjoy working with the people that I work with, my coworkers. I've served under Nick Lampson, who hired me, Miriam Johnson, Susie James, Shane Howard, and now Terry Winchell. I enjoy the people that I work with. I enjoy our customers. Trying to give total customer care to our customers, you know, help them any way we can. In fact, sometimes I think we had Nettie Trust that worked here, used to say, okay, it's time for coffee because I would take so long with my customers. But trying to help everybody, you know, you feel bad for some people and try to help them the best you can. So, like I say, I'll totally miss it. I love being here. I felt honored to work here, and I thank y'all.
Thank you.
you have anything to say?
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
I just want to say Joe Marie is one of the most dedicated, hardworking employees I think that I've had the opportunity to work with over the years, and she will really be missed by us and not easily replaced.
Enjoy.
So
much.
Thank you.
All right, next, also out of order, under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve the adoption of a proclamation recognizing the pioneering women who have given of themselves to assist women in achieving greater heights to improve the quality of life throughout our community. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Ms. Wells, would you like to come up? And anybody else you'd like to bring with you? And we have
of course, I'd like to say something.
But proclamation, let me read this proclamation.
Okay.
And then it says, whereas Pioneering Women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women, and its mission is to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. Whereas August 7, 2014 is celebrating the 19th Amendment Day, commemorating the 94th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which guarantees women the right to vote. Achieving this milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. And whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedules, Pioneering Women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of those past pioneers and spotlighting the contributions of present-day pioneers in our community. And whereas the Celebrating the 19th Amendment honoree luncheon on August 7th will celebrate five extraordinary women for their dedication and contributions to their professions and to our communities. Juliana Tralowski, Ruby Holloway, Shelley Vitanza, Joanne Como, and Connie Suits. And whereas Pioneering Women financially supports many nonprofit organizations in the community, as well as provides students of higher learning textbooks, second chances to students seeking high school equivalency with GED tests, and supporting the women in crisis. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that in honor and recognition of the 94th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, and all women in our community living the legacy, do hereby declare August 7, 2014 as Celebrating the 19th Amendment Day.
Well, first I'd like to say thank you to the commission, and also on behalf of Pioneering Women and our founder, Georgine Guillory, I'm not sure if she's still here, but we want to accept the proclamation, and we'd like to just showcase these ladies on Thursday. Three of them are here this morning, well, this afternoon, and Joanne Como and Ruby Holloway. In their absence, we accept this proclamation. And we'd like to also say that we invite all of you to come out and attend our luncheon on Thursday. And even though this is a women's organization, we do welcome all of you gentlemen to come and celebrate with us. So on behalf of Pioneering Women, we accept the proclamation. Thank you.
Health Clinic, which is a TDRA Round 1 disaster project now funded by the General Land Office. Item B is to approve specifications for an invitation for bids for a rebid of a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County. Item C is to approve specifications for a term contract for lease of Hangar 7 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item D is to award auditing services for Jefferson County to Patella Brown and Hill LLP. Item E is to award request for qualifications for grant administration and management services for Texas Department of Agriculture's Community Development Block Grant Program, CHEEK Phase 4, to Griffith, Mosley & Johnson & Associates. Item F is to award Jefferson County New Health Clinic Round 1 Disaster Project, now funded by GLO, to N&amp;T Construction in the amount of $1,955,000 and 300 calendar days. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for correctional facility equipment and uniforms with Lone Star Uniforms, Inc. and Texas Code Blue for a third additional one-year renewal from September 9th, 2014 through September 8th, 2015. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a price extension for a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County with APAC Texas, Knife River, and Vulcan Construction Materials for a period of 35 days, extending the current contract expiration from August 13th, 2014 through September 15th, 2014. Item I is to consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152 parentheses 3 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is considering and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an air monitoring site agreement between Jefferson County and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to locate and operate a continuous air monitoring station at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move. Second
question. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
Is this a new site that they're putting in, or is it? I know we had X number of sites around the county already. Are they changing the location or something? Is something going on?
I'm unaware of any of the other locations. I know they approached the county to put a site at the airport. The area that they're putting it in, it's at the end of one of the runways. It's not readily available for development because of the low height restrictions. It's currently used as a pasture. I think there's currently another monitoring site, but it's not with,
Well, I know there's one, and I used to go down to Port Arthur to meetings. It's down there because they get the prevailing winds coming from Harris County all the way.
Representative from TCEQ in Austin called me, she said that our contract was fixing to end. They'd like to keep it going, so this was accommodating them for the continued monitoring that's improved air quality so dramatically.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider an approved budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for additional costs for extra help in the amount of $6,000. Item B is consider an approved budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs in the amount of $3,372. Been requested to take item C separately. Item D is consider an approved budget amendment for transfer out of capital projects fund for additional projects in the amount of $100,000. Item E is consider an approved maintenance agreement for the automated victim notification services to the service agreement renewal notice in the amount of $27,715.32 for the period September 1st, 2014 through August 31st, 2015. And that is a reimbursable from the state under the Criminal Justice Division grants or the Burn Justice Assistance grants. Item F is to execute, receive, and file a contract for arraignment services and all other duties to be performed by Judge Leonard Giblin, Jr., Judge Harold Placella, or another qualified magistrate for the period October 1st, 2014 through September 30th, 2015. Item G is consider and approve acceptance of donation for Legacy Community Development Corporation in the amount of $14,371.22 for the benefit of the Cheek First Time Sewer Project. And item H is regular county bills, check numbers 396528 through 396786. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, Commissioner, in our budget hearings this past, just back in July, we looked at going ahead and doing some jail roof repairs, cleaning the grease trap at the cafe, and some upgrades in the 176 courtroom. So we wanted to get those taken care of. I think that was the direction the court gave us.
In which courtroom?
172nd.
Okay.
Floyd.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Back under County Auditor, item C is to consider and approve budget transfer Constable Precinct 6 for purchase of 3 car video systems in the amount of $29,000. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion.
Judge, Commissioners, I have some concerns on this agenda item, and I want to make sure that kind of understand where I'm coming from on this. And Constable, I know you're in the audience, so I wanted to give you my reasoning behind these concerns. I believe this is an item that was discussed back in last budget, the same system, the Coban system. I've spoken with Constable Salami and also David Fontenot in Summer Center just about what Constable Salami was using. He's using the WatchGuard system, which from what he tells me is a really good system. I believe in the budget, last budget was discussed that we put some money in y'all's minor equipment to the tune of about $6,000, I believe, if my memory serves me right, to go buy those systems. Now, I understand from talking to Constable Salami, he wasn't satisfied with those systems and returned them, or there was something wrong with them or something. And they got returned, and he stepped up one notch to the WatchGuard system, which is more, and what my research shows, more reasonable in cost and doesn't tie the county down to any kind of service contract or software or that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm not for this agenda item. I hope you understand that. I support you having a video system, but something that's along the lines of the WatchGuard system that's more reasonable. You're talking about $30,000 for 3 cars, basically, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe just 2. But when you're talking about the breakdown of the price, I think you can get the WatchGuard system much cheaper to fulfill your needs, as, you know, Constable Salami had told me. So, you know, I wish you would go take a look at that. Of course, the court will make their decision up here, but I just feel like it would be better for you to have that system. It'd be more economical, and it seems to be working. So, and I believe there's other constables that have that same system, if I'm not mistaken.
That I know of, no, sir. But to elaborate on that a little bit for you, of course, I came from on my police department, and it's basically the Coban system is a proven system. If you look in the quote, the $29,000, what they're doing is that it's not $9,000 or $8-something per camera. I'm getting a whole system that is completely self-sufficient. I think it's like $540 a year. I'm not sure. I think it's like $540 or either $480 a year, the upkeep. And for us, the programming is just like a regular computer. But I, with all due respect, you know, the $6,200 that you brought up, I just felt like I can only go by my experience. My experience is a Coban is a proven factor through Beaumont Police Department, if I'm correctly, also through the Sheriff Department. Now, with this Coban system, for is per unit, if you look at per unit, it's the cost is the same. The cost is escalated in my quote because I'm having a server, my own server, where it's self-sufficient. If you want, I can get the guy to come and explain it to you. Everything is done at my office with those cameras. It's a one-time deal, and again, it is a proven fact that the Coban is pretty much a standard.
I don't doubt that the system is a good system. I don't doubt that. But the system, the research that I've done, the system is used for large fleets,
yes,
like Beaumont Police Department or the Sheriff's Office, where you have multiple units. How many cars do you have in your constable precinct?
I have 3 now, including
yourself.
Yes, sir.
And so really it's two of the vehicles will
yes,
have
sir.
It? So 2 vehicles, that's my point. You know, you're talking about 2 vehicles versus Beaumont Police Department with, I don't know, I'm just guessing, 200.
Probably 175, 200.
Yeah, there you go. You probably know more than me, but you see my point?
And, but again,
and I don't want you to, I'm not against you having a camera. I just want you to get something that's reasonable. Constable Salami had talked to me about the watch guard. They seem to be really good cameras.
Okay, again, me with my experience, the watch guard just all of a sudden came up. And again, watch guard, I already called Beaumont Police Department. I don't know about the Sheriff's Department. They're looking at it, and again, because of the cost of the units. But what happened was with the reason the watch guard came in is because it's not the cost, because it's a one-time cost, but it has so many features to it that you can continue to grow. With my system, let's just per se, my system, okay, the one I want over. And again, if you look at the unit, the cost is the same. But that unit, that which is a co-band system, per se, if something was to occur again, I can absorb all the constable units, and all they have to do is buy their own space, and again, we self-sufficient. I understand what you're saying about the cost at this particular time for a co-band versus watch guard. I know nothing of watch guard. That what I spoke. Again, watch guard is not self-sufficient because they do not have a server.
Right.
So again, they could be less cost.
Well, you know, I know, I understand what you're saying. The co-band system is made for growth. I mean, obviously you have two vehicles. I don't foresee you growing into like Beaumont PD or Sheriff's Office, obviously. And then in regards to the other constables, you know, you're talking about different elected officials, just like Constable Salami just got the watch guards. They're brand new cameras. So that they're not going to be coming online anytime soon. So, you know, for that reason, we're looking at a lot of money for two cars. And
Well, again, and that's okay. But again, the watch guard, you know, when we're talking about the watch guard versus a co-band, it's not the, again, I stress to you, it's two things that I look at, Commissioner, and this is the first thing. With all due respect to you all, if there was good, it's not on the market. I understand that's what they want, and we all individual entities, okay? But the thing of it is just like the $6,200. I think that's too much money to spend at cost, trial by error, for taxpayers. So, I mean, he had them, and it's not even been 6 months. So what if we reoccur something that haven't been established yet, and you go and spend his cost, maybe, I think, $3,000 or $4,000 different from mine, something that's not established yet already, and we'd be back in the same situation. That's the reason I looked at it like that, and because in my research, again, the one I know for a fact, the co-band is proven, because again, despite of it's a large department or small department, it's been proven throughout the state of Texas and through other states. So I think the liability at the cost at this time is still better, because it's a better deal because of the liability, and court systems know the co-band versus the watch guard.
Well, I appreciate your comments.
Thank you,
Well, I will also be voting no on this. It's but mine's a little bit different. It's just, number one, we can't afford $30,000. It's a difficult budget year. Number two, I think the local government code's very clear what the duties of the constable are, which is to be a bailiff for the JP court and to serve papers. I think the other duties are extraneous. You know, my duties are set out. I don't go down to Judge Thorne's court trying to handle his divorces. You know, it's just a matter of keeping every elected official within the duties that are enunciated in the statutory law. And so for that reason, I'll be voting against it.
Well, if I can.
Constable, let me say something.
Okay.
You a sworn peace officer, state of Texas?
Yes, sir.
Peace officers in over there at Beaumont PD, they're sworn peace officer, state of Texas?
Yes, sir.
Sheriff Department, Sheriff Deputy sworn peace officer, state of Texas?
Yes, sir.
If something occurred during the time of the day when you are not delivering papers, what's your duty?
Our duty is just to assist another peace officer. Or if it committed in our presence or that we come in for, we're supposed to deal with it.
I just wanted to make sure we put on the record so this court can understand. Sometimes we get things warped, and we may need to make sure that we stay simple to truth.
Well, the truth is that I'm for and uphold the constitutional law of the state of Texas as a judge, but I don't go down and handle divorces.
Because you,
we've got all kind of other law enforcement agencies in this community that are running traffic. We don't need to pay duplicate costs.
This has nothing to do with traffic, dude. This has to do with if he's out there and something happened and they record it and we can go to court. If we are liable, we have a proven system now to see what occurred. That means if
Sheriff, I hate to involve you in this, but how many prisoners have been brought to the Jefferson County Jail by constables as a percentage of all law enforcement in the community? I mean, the fact of the matter is they're not supposed to be engaged in law enforcement except as an aside. I know they disagree with me. I disagree with them.
No, sir, Judge, I'm not agreeing with you. The state of Texas disagreeing with you. Because if you all tell me as a constable versus deputies and what the law and the statute reads, if you all would absolve the liability saying if I go out there and say one of these ladies or something occur in front of me, and you give us a free bill and say, no, I need to call the sheriff's department, or I need to call BISD, Beaumont Police Department, I need to call the state trooper, I will do that. But the law states, it's a law that is called fail to take action. And
I'm very familiar with
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. So what I'm saying is, the law clearly states who we are and what our duties are. Yes, okay, I grant it. The primary is to serve paper, to serve the courts. I agree with you that. But to go from my office to a project or a house to serve some papers, what if something occurred in between, such as one of my deputies getting into it? My deal is safety. And the thing of it is that I understand my money is already allocated in my budget. And my deal of it is that what I'm trying to point that I'm trying to make is that, okay, I know things are tight, but the money is already there. But I only have two deputies, three with me as the constable. If someone goes, I've been involved in, got in an accident, an accident occurred, I was the person. The lady said that I ran the light. This have a buffer zone on it, which helped. Lawsuits came about where they have body mics, where somebody said this deputy was had a misconduct and all.
I'm familiar yes, with all of that.
Yes, sir. But what I was asking, but you brought up the law. That's why, and that's what I'm saying. If I know you understand because you the judge and all, but again, who's going to have the liability of us if my deputy say, instead of me acting versus calling the sheriff department or Beaumont Police Department, who's going to take that liability? That's all I'm saying. Because constables are getting killed serving papers.
Constable, not arguing that fact.
Okay.
The fact is we got $30,000 in expenditure on two vehicles for cameras. I'll support something that Constable Salami has that's more reasonable and is working, but not this.
And again, I understand that, and my point is that you just brought it up early, is that we are all separate entities. I can only go with what I have been with versus comparing watch guard to versus what other law enforcement officers have. That's all I can do.
That's the problem. That's not really, I don't want to say problem, but we're all, all these elected officials, they got their little areas that they like to, and so one shoe doesn't fit all. I understand that.
Right.
I cannot support $30,000 for two camera systems for two vehicles.
I'll still say the same thing. If we just look at the cost and what I'll do, and let's compare, because to me, it's unfair. Again, I'll bring up again, and with all due respect to you all, it's unfair to taxpayers trial by error spending somebody else's money. I have a problem with that.
Well, he's happy with mobile vision.
No, he's not, sir. Yeah, but look what we went through to get to the watch guard. The watch guard was that you was finna give 60, since you brought up that. What if the guy wouldn't support him and said, okay, basically to me, quote unquote, I think the guy was saying, okay, I know the camera have problems and you spent $6,200, but what if he come back and say, well, no, I'm not gonna support you and I'm not gonna give you. I'll fix it instead of taking it to the potter back.
Well, that's when I would direct it to purchasing and legal and auditing to figure all those things out.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make sure that you're clear on my point. You know, I support you having a camera system, but not something $30,000 for two vehicles, sir.
Well, again, could we compare? Would y'all allow me to come back and compare the watch guard spending? Because you're talking about a I'm not sure, $3,000 or $4,000 different. But if this Coban offers you more than you're getting for with the watch guard, you're getting more money, you're getting more with the Coban versus the money. And I understand at cost. I understand what you're talking about with cost. But cost is not always good. So.
Real quick, Judge, I want to say this one thing so everybody understand where I stand on the state. Is had this been a budget discussion, I might have a little bit more, but this item is in his budget. I think the time to augur whether or not he needs a watch guard or the Coban, whatever the name of it, is that he had $20,000 in his extra help that he's willing to give up. He had $2,725. I'm not going to tell you, I'm not a police officer, don't pretend to be. If you like an iPhone better than the other BlackBerry, then that's your prerogative. Yes. We're talking about two different systems. You're saying 3,000 more and one, and I think this the time is to know it's in his budget. It's not adding to your budget. You just give that extra help money. So thank you.
Yes.
Constable, I have just a couple of questions. First off,
yes, sir.
I don't know much, if anything, about these two different systems, okay?
Yes, sir.
I understand from talking to, you know, what Commissioner Weaver's comments was that the watch guard system is tried and true within some of the constables here in the county. Other than Constable Salami, is there any other constables that are currently using the watch guard system?
Well, no, sir. Everybody, what occurred is that this, like I say, the guy just came up. Now, how did they find it? I don't know, but when I brought up the Coban last time versus up until this point, watch guard came in. And I honestly, I think Constable Slayman, when he was having problems with that, that was his choice. I just like I said, I know nothing of the watch guard.
Okay. And I guess I'll address Constable Slayman then. In the watch guard system, does it require a server in your office to retain the data, the transmission of the videos? Or where is that data stored with the watch guard system?
It's not called a server. Well, if I had my 16-year-old granddaughter, she would tell me what it is.
I understand.
It's a computer deal that you put the chip in, puts it on a disc. You retain it.
Okay, so it's retained on a disc, a CD.
Okay, yes,
and that's your storage device. And it's done directly from the unit in the vehicle, right?
Each unit, yes, sir.
Okay.
As a chip you take out.
Now, well, the biggest difference I see in that and what Constable is asking for is that the cost of the server, the monthly maintenance or annual maintenance on it, which is probably almost 70% or 60% of what you're requesting in your budget, you know, for this new system. So I guess my question is if you could eliminate that need of having that reoccurring expense and the maintenance of the server, it would seem like that would be more conducive to not only your office for a future cost, but also serve the same purpose of having a retention device that, you know, that everybody backs up their computers with a disk and takes it home or stores it somewhere, and that's considered to be a very viable resource for, you know, backing up your information. So I would like for you to go back and compare the two and see, talk to Commissioner Constable Slamy more and see if that's not a reasonable alternative other than paying the extra $18,000 to $20,000 for the server and the equipment that goes with the server and the ongoing maintenance, which is going to be expense to you annually to maintain that server and that data connectivity. So I would just ask that you go back and research a little bit more before I make my decision.
Okay.
And appears I'm going to be the swing vote.
Okay. That I know of right off, I can tell you, it's only I think it's $540 a reoccurring a year. That's it. It's no more, it's
but
no
more. That's over a $5,000 expense plus some other expenses to install it. Your units are only $4,700 a piece plus installation. So that sounds like a reasonable figure to me, but.
Commission, it's 45. They're 4,500.
Okay, I'm looking at the quote that was received from, that was attached to your request from Coban.
Which is the first one? Because I called Fran.
Looks like May. Oh, this is old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's old.
The newer one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this is the only one I had attached to the agenda item, so I was going from it. But it had a list price of $4,850 and an actual quoted price of $4,750 per unit.
Yeah, it's 45. He went down on it. Yes, sir.
Are they having any problems with the unit that you have, Constable Salami? Is there any problems with that unit? Any problems have come up with that unit?
Yes, I was telling Commissioner Brent Weaver earlier, got in six of those video 10s, and Constable Collins got in two. And within 4 months, all six of mine burnt. In fact, five of them burnt. We had the spare at the service center. We took parts out of it to put in another unit, and it burnt. Mm-hmm. Constable Collins advised me, I think he told me, in 2 weeks, both of his burnt. Mm-hmm. So took them all out and
sent
them.
What system was that?
Sir?
What system was that? Was that the
watch video, guard? The video 8.
So after that occurred, you got the watch guard. Is that correct?
Ordered the watch guard.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Now, he's supposed to refund us everything but 20%, restocking, and, of course, they had to cut the wires.
The watch guard has been tried and
filled yet? Watch guard, I ride with the Highway Patrol, and they have watch guards, and both the troopers I rode with show me, and I operate them, and from their unit, I'm inside, and they stop 18-wheeler. I can hear the trooper talking to the driver up front with traffic on Interstate or 90 or wherever we are. But ours, we had the video 8. It did not have the distance watch guard has got. Neither did it have the video of watch guard. It wasn't as clear. Looked like far distance you needed adjustment. There was no adjustment on the lens. I rode with two different troopers. I
so
see no problems with them.
Based on your experience with riding with somebody who has the watch guard system, you've been very satisfied with what you saw?
And yes, sir.
Talking to the people who used it, seemed to be satisfied with it as well?
Right.
Okay.
And any other time, my department, my officers can ride with them to see it, and also they have proved me, which you won't agree on, County Judge, on our radars. We'll be trained by them, the DPS, on our radars.
So, Constable, maybe that's...
I know.
Since your experience has been with police department, maybe I would recommend that you try to ride with the DPS and check the watch guard system just to see how it works, and then report back to us on a comparative basis, or report back to me or whomever.
Well, Salami is going to have watch guard in his car within pretty soon if you don't already have them.
As soon as we get our approval through Video 10, how much they're sending us back, I'll use that money plus other money in my budget to get the
Judge, I move that we table this item if it's okay with Constable Baker, Constable Baker, for a little more study if it's okay with you.
I have a second on it. All in favor of tabling this item, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we will table it for further consideration.
Judge, can I add one thing before I sit down?
Yes.
Basically, what I wanted to say again, only thing I wanted to point out is that, again, and I'm going to, because I did suggest it for, you know, to look at the other camera, but again, you talking about riding, and I'm talking about at least 20 years of doing it under the Coban versus that. That's what I wanted to bring.
8, between Jefferson County and the Texas Historical Commission for Rehabilitation and Restoration of the Jefferson County Courthouse. Item C is consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute GLO contract number 11239-000-4825, KEPRA contract number 1516, amendment number 3 to extend the term of the contract between Jefferson County and the Texas General Land Office. Item D is to receive and file executed Chapter 381 Economic Development Incentive Agreements between Jefferson County and Gusher Falls, LLC. And item E is to receive and file executed Chapter 381 Economic Development Incentive Agreement between Jefferson County and Pate Development, LLC. We have a motion on those items under commissioners.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
I had a question, and I want to make sure. Have we had, because I got a call from a member of YMBL, have we had anybody to sit down with, I guess with these two at the end, the Pate and the Gusher Falls? Have there been any meetings where they have sit down together and kind of start looking at parallels of how this thing will go?
Yeah, I think they're going to do that once we get into discussions over the particular provisions of the lease.
The lease?
Yes, sir. So when we enter into the land lease, that's when we're going to, but they have been told all along that, and in writing, that
but
no part of the contract can conflict with any of the other contracts that we currently have in force out there.
So basically the land lease will make sure, none of that supersedes the contract we have on file like right now with YMBL, right?
Right, correct. We will have YMBL to visit with them whenever we get into the land lease discussions. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that concludes our regular agenda. Does anybody have anything they wish to add without our taking action?
Judge, commissioners, during some of the budget hearings, it was a pleasure of the court to direct my maintenance staff to meet with Carolyn Guidry about the voting building. We met out there last week with engineering, trying to come up with some kind of cost estimate for the court to take under consideration to close in that garage area, make it climate control. So engineering will be working on that. And let the court know when we have those findings.
Also, Judge, I want to thank you, Mr. Waxman and Associates, along with the court. I think that new health facility in Port Arthur is going to be a plus, that the county is committed to indigent health and making sure everybody has a chance to see a doctor. Thank Commissioner Alford also for leading the charge. I came in on the tail end, Mr. Rayl, thank you. I came in on the tail end and you guys allowed me to participate in running the anchor leg, so thank you.
Well, we're trying to work out the last bug, and the last bug is that whenever the city of Port Arthur abandoned, what is it, Shreveport? By operation of law, that roadway went half to the county and half to the adjoining landowner. We calculated the square footage and the market value, and we're probably going to have to purchase that. It looks like it's going to be about $3,100 or somewhere in that area's market value, so we're working on that right now.
Judge, one last comment. Tomorrow is election day for our state senator for District 4. There's still a lot of folks that don't understand this change in this special called election, but we do need people to get out and vote. With regardless of your party affiliation, you can vote in this election for the senator of your choice or the candidate of your choice for our state senator. And it is very critical that we have every vote count, because this is a very important race and will be our senator for at least a couple more years, if not several in the future. And we need good representation in Austin representing our interest here in Southeast Texas. So please get out and vote.
That was a key component I want to echo and ditto what Commissioner Arnold said. It is critical, because when we go to Austin, It doesn't matter what party it is when we have a need from Southeast Texas in Jefferson County. Because he's a Republican, I'm a Democrat. We have to go in there and make sure it's united front to get our task accomplished. So please go out and vote.